Social media is changing children's brains, expert testifies in trial. Los Angeles, over the course of 4 days on the witness stand, Dr. Kara Baggett, a psychiatrist specializing in adolescent addiction, spoke about the addictive effects of social media while testifying in a high-stakes civil trial in the Los Angeles Superior Court. The trial centers on the case of plaintiff Kaylee G.M. or KGM, as she is identified in court documents, a 20-year-old California woman who says her social media addiction has left her with a host of psychological harms. Baggett gave her testimony from February 27 to March 4. The lawsuit accuses several social media companies of designing their platforms to be addictive to young people despite known harms. It's expected to set the stage for thousands of similar civil complaints. Baggett told the jury that childhood addiction to social media can begin, like substance abuse, with an unassuming gateway experience. Addiction looks nearly the same in the brain, regardless of what you're addicted to, she said. It can be a substance, it can be a behavior. The addiction literature is very, very well established. We can look at the literature at what the effects are when it starts in childhood, and it's not good. KGM's case began innocently enough. At age 6, she said, she discovered videos on YouTube of people playing the child-friendly video game Animal Jam. At 8, she opened a YouTube account and posted a video of herself playing the game. The next year she was on Instagram. Soon she had posted more than 200 videos on YouTube and opened nearly 24 accounts between the two apps in an attempt to fill her need for social validation. At the age of 20, she still cannot extricate herself from the addiction, she said. Baggett, who at times used the terms problematic social media use and social media addiction interchangeably, testified that a growing body of evidence and institutional consensus offer support for claims that compulsive social media use is causing or contributing to a range of psychiatric disorders among adolescents. KGM, she suggested, is a classic example. The case previously named the parent companies of YouTube, Instagram, Snapchat, and TikTok as defendants. Snapchat and TikTok settled privately just days before trial. A machete clearing the jungle. According to Baggett, YouTube primed KGM for problematic use on other platforms. She likened it to a machete cutting through the jungle. YouTube is the machete for. It cleared the path for her so other addictions could come through and be easier to take hold, she said. Social media addiction is broader than an individual platform addiction. Your addiction can transfer from one platform to the next. This echoed previous testimony from Stanford psychiatrist and addiction specialist Dr. Anna Lemke, who told the court that all addictive substances and behaviors work on the same common pathway in the brain. A gateway drug is typically the most accessible, and then users graduate to others or jump around. Once you're addicted to one substance or behavior, Lemke said, you are much more vulnerable to others. Lawyers for YouTube have argued that its platform is not even really social media and lacks many of the allegedly addictive features shared by its co-defendants, positioning itself as a benign educational tool and creative outlet for aspiring video editors like KGM. YouTube was not in the original lawsuit filed by KGM's mother when she was 17 but was added months later. With Baggett's testimony, the plaintiff's lawyers argued that YouTube was part of the foundational cause of KGM's decline and that platform features and operation, not content, are hooking kids. Landmark study. Baggett is an investigator in a landmark brain health and development study of nearly 12,000 adolescents who are the same age as KGM. Starting in 2016, the Adolescent Brain Cognitive Development Study began scanning children's brains to observe how various childhood experiences, sports, smoking, social media use, and others, impact brain development and related outcomes. They now have nearly a decade of data offering insight into some of the mysteries surrounding a generation of digital natives who are suffering an unprecedented mental health crisis. Funded with $440 million from the National Institutes of Health, the study began tracking the kids at the age of 9 or 10. Around 25 to 30% of this cohort, Bagot said, are addicted to social media. In the literature and in the ABCD study, there are relationships found between social media use, problematic social media use, and most importantly, social media addiction, and the gamut of psychological illnesses, Bagot said. Some experiences, including social media, can over time impact both the structure and the function, or physical anatomy and physiological processes, like cognition, of a child's developing brain, she said. Our brain response can change with repeated exposure over time, she said. Child and adolescent science, there's so much happening in that period that really continues until you're 25. But it also makes you super vulnerable to outside exposures. Defense attorneys said the witness had only spent a few hours with KGM and her opinions contradicted those of other professionals who had spent hundreds of hours with her. You are the only doctor in her life who has reviewed her medical records and come to the conclusion she's addicted to social media, said Paul Schmidt, an attorney for Meta. During 2 days of cross-examination, he suggested that KGM's medical records showed that her mental health issues resulted from deeply problematic family relationships, not social media use. Competing claims. Lemke testified earlier in the trial about how, like substance abuse, social media can rewire the brain by tapping into primitive reward systems that trap people in a vicious cycle of compulsion, regret, and withdrawal. The surge of dopamine provided by defendants' highly stimulating design features, Lemke said, can cause the brain to overcorrect by producing fewer neurotransmitters, dampening dopamine reception and requiring more of a substance or activity to activate the brain's reward circuit. For young developing brains, the impact can be especially profound. The question for the jury is whether defendants have intentionally leveraged this reward system to snare young users and keep them engaged at all costs, despite knowing the risks. Executives, including Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg, Instagram's top executive Adam Mosseri, and YouTube's top engineer Christos Gudrow, have denied that their products are designed to addict users. Mosseri said he believes that Instagram addiction does not exist. Defense attorneys noted that social media addiction disorders are not officially recognized in the latest edition of the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders, an authoritative guide published by the American Psychiatric Association. The APA recognizes social media addiction, Bagot countered. Most of these large institutions have resources available and other books as guidance. Whether for substances or behaviors, she said, diagnostic criteria are largely the same: excessive use resulting in personal neglect, cravings, withdrawal, tolerance, and negative psychosocial or health outcomes. One of the hallmarks of addiction is going back to the thing causing you to be addicted even though it's causing harms in your life, Bagot said, pointing to KGM's own testimony last week that she could not stop using the platforms despite bullying and other compounding harms. This is very classically addiction on its face, Bagot said. She dismissed outside stressors highlighted by the defense, such as family and peer relationships and educational struggles, as secondary to KGM's social media addiction. I don't consider those contributing. Really, what has contributed to the social media addiction is simply social media use in and of itself. But as her social media use progressed, the stressors and social media use interacted over time to worsen the spectrum of her mental health issues, she said. It's like a snowball rolling down a hill, and after time gets bigger and bigger and feeds off each other. Gray areas. Research assessing the impact of social media use on adolescents' brains is still emerging, and results are varied. On February 11, 2 days after the trial began, researchers published a study based on newly released ABCD data showing that problematic social media use was prospectively associated with a range of mental and behavioral health outcomes, including higher odds of depressive, somatic, attention deficit, oppositional defiant, and conduct problems, as well as suicidal behaviors, sleep disturbance, and substance use initiation. A focus on problematic use rather than just measuring screen time, researchers said, addresses gaps in data highlighted by the U.S. Attorney General's 2023 warning that social media poses a profound risk of harm to children and adolescents. At the time, the Attorney General cited a lack of access to data and a lack of transparency from tech companies as barriers to comprehending the full scope and scale of social media's impacts. On March 2, Schmidt said that Bagot has never diagnosed any adolescent patients with social media addiction in her own practice. "The term addiction tends to be stigmatizing," Bagot said. "I typically don't tell kids they have an addiction because I don't want them to feel stigmatized." KGM's other therapists may not have diagnosed her with social media addiction, but Bagot said her records make it clear enough. "There are numerous references around problematic social media use and things like depression and anxiety. It's not a black and white yes or no," she said. "I haven't seen those words laid out, but what is in her medical records are the criteria for social media addiction."